I'm going to step on some toes right now. I know that some of you out there will disagree with me, but that's what I do. I'm watching the so-called protests right now on college campuses on TV like the rest of you. I'm appalled, amazed, and somewhat confused as to how a bunch of kids are able to feel so empowered that they can break out the windows of a school building, take over the building, pull down the American flag to replace it with a Palestinian flag, threaten Jewish students with bodily harm, call for death to Israel, and then order the school to send them something to eat. Oh, and by the way, don't forget to give them amnesty so they don't have to get counted absent on the exams they're skipping while they tear up the campus. Look, I think what we're seeing right now, there's only really one explanation for this. A lifetime of participation trophies. You heard me. We are watching what happens when a generation of kids grows into semi-maturity, having never learned that life can be hard and that not everyone's the winner. You don't always get a trophy when you lose, and yes, there are consequences for bad behavior. I watched today as a young lady cried when she realized after being arrested for protesting on the campus and causing great damage that she was not going to be able to walk the line and get her diploma. As if it had never occurred to her, there might actually be consequences. Look, most of these everyone's a winner neophytes, they don't know what they're protesting. Something about their school does some kind of business with some country called Israel who's at war with like these poor misunderstood oppressed people called Pakistanis or something who wear cool scarves, and I think they're like in the Middle East, which is like somewhere in Africa or like something. It's embarrassing to watch, and yet it's also infuriating. I mean, think about it. If you walked into your workplace tomorrow and told your boss that you were going to tear up the office or the shop or the store or wherever it is you work, and prevent anybody else from working, and shut down productivity because you had the idea the company that you don't own was working for someone who you were told you should not like. Well, how long would that really last? See, in real life, the consequences set in quick. The classic example occurred a few days ago as the protesters at Columbia University elected their spokesperson to be none other than Johanna King-Slutsky. That's her name, hyphenated in the middle, King-Slutsky. An instructor, no less. And a PhD candidate who went to the microphone with a straight face to issue demands on behalf of the protesters who were hungry because they forgot to bring their juicy juice and gluten-free snackables or something. So wearing her best keffiyeh scarf, the highly educated PhD candidate told the press with a straight face that, and here's the quote, quote, first of all, we're saying that they're obligated to provide food to students who pay for a meal plan here. No, I'm not kidding. She said that. And no, it didn't stop there as she doubled down on dumb by saying, here's her quote, quote, I guess it's ultimately a question of what kind of community and obligation Columbia feels it has to its students. King-Slutsky went on to say, do you want students to die of dehydration and starvation or get severely ill even if they disagree with you? Okay. Apparently, I didn't know it, but there's a special packing list for campus protests. Who knew? I mean, I certainly understood from many times in the past that my platoon sergeant would put out a packing list for the field, all the things necessary to accomplish the mission, but I can tell you unequivocally that the packing list and the special requests that we saw from all the campus protesters across the nation did not come from a life of hardship, nor were they required to accomplish something difficult. These were the requests made up from adult children who grew up worrying about what snack they would get after no one kept score at their upward basketball game. News reports cite requests for things like vegan food and EpiPens and gas masks and fruit and zip ties, but no peanuts because those are scary. The New York Post, in one article about the list of demands that they made, pointed out that the Red Army held out against the Nazis during the siege of Leningrad for years under severe famine conditions. But the pro-Palestinian protesters at Columbia University, with Johanna King-Slutsky as their spokesperson, they didn't make it to snack time without needing someone to provide sustenance for their cause. All right, so listen, maybe I sound like an old fogey. I don't think so. But there was a time when we taught kids that the best trophies in life, they come from hard work and dedication. They were taught that every Sunday on Wide World of Sports, that there's both a thrill of victory and an agony of defeat. But they were also taught by parents who cared and teachers who knew and coaches who pushed and drill sergeants who yelled and bosses who required that life may in fact have setbacks, but that setbacks are not final. Setbacks are merely obstacles to be overcome. And truthfully, literally, I don't mind if little kids get a medal for being on the team. I don't. I loved watching my kids play sports when they were just, you know, little bitty. kicking daisies in the outfield. I love seeing my grandson play little guy soccer. Has no idea what the score is, but he knows that his daddy told him he played hard, and that's his takeaway, and that's good. But there comes a time in life, though, where you have to move to the next level, even as a child. When they have to know that sometimes they will win, sometimes they will lose, that actions have consequences, that hard work may be required to produce results. These kids that we're watching on college campuses right now, they would drop into the fetal position and seize up if they were told to storm the beaches of Normandy like generations before them had. But listen, just when I start to shake my head and wonder how the next generation will ever keep America intact and afloat, something happens that gives me hope. And I'll be honest with you, I've not lost hope in the next generation. I see knuckleheads right now, but I know that they are not the true salt of the earth, scratching out a living America that's out there. Something will happen once in a while, like it's happened the other day, that shows me that somewhere out there are families who raise their kids to play hard, to work hard, to love right, and despise wrong. And yes, there are kids who do not have shelves full of participation trophies, signaling that they are winners even when they're losers. That's something that happened most recently. It was just one of several examples at UNC Chapel Hill, when a group of fraternity brothers from Pi Kappa Phi decided that enough was enough when the American flag had been taken down by the protesters. They rallied around the flagpole when their chancellor, good on him, and campus police came back out on the quad, took down the Palestinian flag, and raised Old Glory back up. The video that I saw showed these frat brothers standing and singing the national anthem at the top of their lungs, but it got better when a little while later, the protesters thought they would take it down again. Yeah, but the fraternity men, they were having none of it. Those guys rushed in, they stopped the protesters, and they stood there, and they held our flag off the ground. Epic pictures show it. I mean, it's a great one. They need to frame it, blow it up, life-size, hang it on the wall. Showed them holding the flag off the ground and defending it for over an hour while protesters threw rocks and bottles and screamed at them. Yeah, those fraternity brothers have inspired the nation. Country music singer John Rich, he said he's offering to do a concert for them at their fraternity house. And believe it or not, a GoFundMe site was set up to raise money for that fraternity. And in just 48 hours, it took in over $400,000. Clear indication that America is behind those who will stand up for what is right. By the way, the GoFundMe site, I don't know who wrote it, but it's epic. The GoFundMe site that raised money for those guys, it said this. It said, quote, "Armored in vineyard vines in Patagonia, fueled by Zin and White Claws, these triumphant Bohemians protected Old Glory from the unwashed Marxist horde, laughing at their shrieks and wails, shielding the Stars and Stripes from Soviet missiles." I'll be honest with you, I love that. I love that more than I can describe. One of those guys, by the way, was a student named Don Stoppel. Don was interviewed on Fox News. He said those protesters were going to have to drag his dead body off that flag. And he went on to say this. He said, quote, "We were looking at every direction. If stuff was flying in, we'd say, heads up. We'd cover each other. We'd look out for other people. And it did hurt our arms." He said, "It was like an arm day workout for me that day. No gym happening that day afterwards." He said it was exhausting. But he also said it was a beautiful moment. Beautiful indeed. No participation trophies there. They fought, they stood, they worked, they won. Those kids, Pi Kappa Phi guys, UNC Chapel Hill, those kids are the nation's heroes today, not the campus protesters. Those guys at Pi Kappa Phi, GoFundMe and all, they get the trophy. That's my philosophy.